Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 3:27 and 28. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, Go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Son, be not afraid of parting with that which has become the property of another. It is not right to hold on to that which now should go to another. God loves justice, and his children are also to love justice. Justice is executed when good is transferred to whom it is due and not withheld. For God has given into your hand the ability to transfer good to the one to whom it is due. Justice delayed is injustice. Why would a person withhold good from another person when God has given him the resources to do good for that person? If we defer payment, we are guilty of injustice, for a man has the same right to this good today as he will tomorrow. This is not a matter of charity or gift-giving. This is not a matter of giving without commensurate service rendered. This is a matter of good due to another and not delivered when it is within your power to do it. This is holding on to something of which you are no longer the steward. God is now giving that something to another steward because that person has earned that right. Now you are in the way of God's will if you withhold that good. Perhaps this holding on to occurs due to the desire to continue to hold power, or it could be just the fruit of selfishness. It certainly is faithlessness, for that which is withheld, as everything one has belongs to God, and now should be given to another. Telling someone to go and come again may be cover for selfishness and dishonesty. There may be a secret hope that the matter will be forgotten, dropped, or taken up by some other person. Maybe someone else will solve the problem, someone else will pay. But we are the one with the solution. We have the money or the goods. We can solve the problem. But this particular time does not suit our convenience. Therefore, in order to suit our convenience, we make it inconvenient for another. What is in our power today may not be in our power tomorrow, so we ought not delay in rendering what is due. Christians should not withhold payment of a debt in order to get a few more cents interest on their account. If the debt is owed and you have the money, pay the debt promptly. This dishonesty of withholding good when we have the power to do it comes in many forms. One form of this dishonesty is borrowing without repayment. God calls those who do this wicked, as we see in Psalm 37:21. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. This includes borrowing little things like tools that sit in the garage until you're good and ready to return them. Books are another. Aren't you finished with the book? Don't you have it in your power to return it? Another form is in evading taxes. Jesus paid taxes even when he did not have to. It was in his power to pay the tax, and he said, "We are not to offend the authorities." He was careful not to offend in areas where there was lawful authority. What a lesson for some Christians who think they are outside the authority and rebelling against the tax and offending the authorities at every opportunity. Jesus Christ demonstrated that we are to make sure we do not offend those that God has rightfully placed over us. God honors authority, and that includes those who have authority to collect taxes. A third form of this dishonesty is keeping back the laborer's hire. Leviticus 19:13. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. If you intend to pay for services rendered, another day, be sure that understanding is clear when the contract is made. If you hire a young person to do yard work, pay him when the work is finished, unless otherwise agreed. Don't make him or her come back if it is in your power to pay the wage. If we pay him or her speedily, we give twice, for we keep the laborer from worry and concern about not being paid. We pay in money and we pay in peace of mind. If, however, we pay reluctantly, in effect we pay less than what is coming, for we certainly will hinder the gratitude of the laborer. We may even contribute to ingratitude. Is not Jeremiah 22:13 clear? Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not for his work.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.